USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Joe Manchin, the centrist Democrat from West Virginia, said it's now time for the Biden administration to stop importing oil from Russia.
What we need to do right now is make sure that we are able to lead by showing the rest of the world how much that we support Ukraine. And we will shut off the revenues every way we possibly can that goes in to Putin and to Russia. That product has been coming at an average of over 500,000 barrels a day. It's up to 670,000, and that can be stopped.
The West Virginia Democrat also said that building up our domestic natural gas infrastructure would reduce costs, create jobs, and give the U.S. geopolitical power at a very crucial time. U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February, and the Labor Department's report shows that the unemployment rate has dropped from 4% to a pandemic low of 3.8%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The NFL is ending their COVID protocols. And with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. After almost 2 years of restrictions, the NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. There will be no more mask requirements, tracking devices, surveillance testing, or capacity limits. The only COVID rules to be enforced next season will be those mandated by state or local laws.
Two big names in Japanese electronics and autos are joining together to produce an electric vehicle. Sony and Honda have agreed to set up a joint venture to start selling an electric vehicle by 2025. The plan is to bring together Honda's expertise in mobility development, technology, and sales with Sony's imaging, telecommunication, network, and entertainment. The joint venture will develop and design the product, but will use Honda's plant for manufacturing. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Cotton maker Purdue Pharma reached a settlement over its role in the opioid crisis that includes virtually all U.S. states and thousands of local governments, with the Sackler family members who own the company boosting their cash contribution as much as $6 billion. The deal follows an earlier settlement that had been appealed by 8 states and the District of Columbia. They agreed to sign on after the Sacklers kicked in more cash, including a portion that just those jurisdictions would control, and accepted other terms. In exchange, the family is protected from civil lawsuits. President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine, $22.5 billion to restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding. A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but will allow her lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars to proceed. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen said allegations of NRA officials misspending on personal trips and other questionable expenditures can be addressed by other remedies such as fines and restitution, and do not warrant the corporate death penalty that Attorney General Letitia James has sought. This is USA Radio News.